Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If your drive-in helps drown out traffic, imagine what we'll do to your boss. Join us for 10 songs in a row every hour while you work today on Star 94.1.
You know, the first time you drop the L-bomb, the love word, is usually a monumental occasion in a relationship. You know you're head over heels for somebody. You know you're falling down the well of obsession and love. All those good feelings. You're just all tingly inside. But when you actually say it, it should count, not get ignored. Why are we talking about this, Kelly Cheese?
Well, hold on a minute.
Because I'm awesomely awkward.
Can we take a second and just listen to this music bed for a second? Bring this up, JP.
Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Why am I picturing, like, I'm Selleck?
I know. Is this the one Tony gave us? He's like, hey, I got a new love bed for you. The other one's cheesy. And then he went with this. Oh, like, I feel like I'm in a dentist's waiting room in Hawaii.
I kind of like it.
JP, you got a great voice. Listen to that.
You're very white.
Yeah.
Who wants a grilled cheese sandwich?
Now I do.
All right, let's get to the appropriate music if we're going to talk about Kelly Cheese and her significant other.
Oh, my God.
Maverick! What happened with Maverick this weekend?
We went to the lake and had a great time, and then I told you guys a story yesterday, and now here we are.
In the danger zone, if you will.
In the danger zone. That is what my dating life
Maverick,
is right
Maverick, just
now.
Turn off your radio.
I know. I really hope he's not listening. He was just texting me about the crazy SAT mom, so I'm like, oh, crap.
Oh, so he's up and listening.
Oh, he's wide awake.
All right. Well, the short version of this story, and Kelly Cheese will fill in all the details, but basically, he said, I love you. And she said nothing.
Okay. It was an accidental I love you, though.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it was an accidental. He just blurted it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
What happened? Okay. So I'm getting real flustered over here. We were sitting on the couch and he was tickling me. Why are you looking at me like that, Jeff?
Because I'm going to hear you out, and then I'm going to explain that no guy accidentally says that.
All right. Oh, well, okay.
Okay. He was tickling me on the couch.
This would be good intel from guy's perspective.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I hate being tickled, and I just kept being tickled, and I said, like, I was going to throat punch him or something silly, and he just cracked up, and he's like, oh, my gosh, I love you, Kelly Cheese. And I just kept laughing like he was tickling me still, so I didn't really know what else. But it was an accidental, like a blurted out in the moment kind of a thing.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
405, this is guys only. Janine in there to answer the phones?
Yeah.
404-741-9400.
So guys don't ever accidentally just
no, I'm gonna
in
prove,
the moment
guys,
blurt it out?
I want you to back me up, guys. 404-741-9400. If you ever, quote, accidentally said it, okay?
Okay.
That's who I want to talk to.
Okay.
But you full on know what you're doing. Because it's a great way for guys to throw it out there in a safe space.
In a safe space?
What yes. do you mean?
Yeah, what
it's
is that?
It's a great way for a guy to throw it out there because if you guys are out to a romantic dinner, right? So if he takes you, Kelly, to your favorite place and you guys are just holding hands across the table.
Candlelight.
The unlimited breadsticks are just nonstop. You know what I'm saying?
Bottomless salad.
Everything's great. The big jug of wine is there. Okay. And they come and you guys are just one. And he says, I love you. There's no escaping it. Like he's said it, which means it has to be accepted or denied. And if it's denied, it's terrible because then You're not
going to. Then how do you continue with the bottomless salad?
Right.
Oh my God, I'd be eating so many breadsticks. I'd be like, I don't know what to say.
Okay, right. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if he says it like in a different thing, like the first time I said it, like it came off as spontaneous and like, rah. But in the back of my mind, like I knew I was going to say it, and that was a safe space to say it.
Yeah, remember Callie told us that they were in an argument at a rest area off the highway walking their dogs, and they were arguing about something, and Jeff's like, don't you know I love you? And she's like, you what?
I think it was.
And what happened to Callie and I last month?
Okay. Oh, now you're really freaking her out.
Yeah.
I'm like sweating. Us pushing this.
She's like,
oh my God. I got too many layers on to be talking about this right now.
Preston, welcome to the Jeff and Jen show.
Yeah. From a guy standpoint, no guy says that accidentally.
Thank you.
Honestly.
No, not an accident. But they were like kind of play like wrestling and joking around, and like it couldn't have just slipped.
No. Farts slip. Like that's something that could slip out during a tickle fight. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That is so...
Like you don't.
What if that's what your response was to his I love you.
I love you. Excuse me.
That'd be way worse than what you did, which is just keep laughing.
And he wasn't tickling me anymore either, but I just kept.
He calls his buddy, laughing. And his buddy's like, "So, Maverick, did you tell her?" And he's like, "I did, Goose. And what happened?" Well, she tooted immediately after I told him. Skip, welcome to the show.
Hey there, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. Kelly's a little embarrassed.
Kelly's red right now.
So red right
now. Well, I think she kind of missed the mark on this one. She's totally off base. It was, guys throw that out, they mean it. They don't. It doesn't happen by accident.
He meant it. Kelly, he meant
so.
It.
Thank you, Skip.
Are you purposely not looking at your phone right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I had to flip it over because I am. Okay, cool. There's nothing yet.
Well, he's waiting for the break to wrap up.
I know.
That's why. Hey, should we get him on the phone?
No.
That's a great idea.
You so know does one... it count as an I love you?
Ooh. Is this the first official one? Yeah, mine did.
Like, does it count?
Like, years later when you did the segment with Callie before we got married and you asked her that question, she remembered that time.
See, I just don't think it's going to be a thing that he remembers and says like, oh yeah, I remember I said that to her. Maybe. I don't know. I just thought we were like
Kelly
playing around.
That's
and
what all these guys are trying to tell
you. How many more guys do I need to line up?
JP, when was your first I love you?
About 3.5 weeks in.
And was it in a tickle fight or when was it?
No, she sent him an email and said, you need to tell me this tonight.
Jeff thinks that my girlfriend Heidi beat me into submission and said, you're going to be my boyfriend.
I love Heidi.
You mine now. Say you love me.
But when you said it, you meant it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. And would you agree that every time you've said that and every time it, because, I mean, Heidi is the only one. But if there were others, hypothetically, you've said it. It's something guys stress about. Like, it's in your head. It doesn't accidentally.
Your armpits just start sweating like they're boiling water all of a sudden. You're like, ooh.
That's how I feel right now.
Still ahead on the Jeff and Jen Show.
All right, we'll see if any guy. You know what? That might be the better thing to do. We'll see if any guys can join us next. 404-741-9400. And can tell us that they accidentally said, I love you.
Oh, great.
Because those will be great stories. They accidentally said, I love you.
Okay.
404-741-9400. I'm guessing we'll get nothing next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.